stepped in the boxcar, and Gold Metz took the handcuffs off of him, handed him a shank, and then Silverstein come running out with the shank in his hand. And the guard that was standing there with him, he just put his hands up, stepped back out of the way, and said, "Tommy, don't do it." And Tommy said, "Hey, I don't want you, I want him." So he run past that guard, and he run down there and started stabbing on Klutz. Well, now after Klutz was killed, the administration would not let the guards go down that range to shake down and get the weapon. They wouldn't let the guards shake down any cells. They said, "No, just go ahead and run these guys to Shars and wreck cages just like nothing happened." We said, "What about Klutz's blood all over the place here?" He said, "Well, you let these new guards walk through that man's blood. That way they'll remember how goddamn dangerous their job is." Three weeks later, they stabbed a guard, stabbed him 16 times. And as I was running up, coming up to the unit, Officer Palace came stumbling out the door, and he was all covered in blood, and he fell down to his knees, you know, and says, "Get Hoffman, Hale, get Hoffman." So I turned around and run into the hospital, which is right there next to me. I run in there to get a stretcher. And when I run in there, I saw Ditterlein laying there on a bed and had blood squirting out of his left side, you know, by his heart. You know, bubbling up. So I grabbed him in a bear hug to help stop the bleeding, and I moved him off that table onto another table because I knew Hoffman was in real bad shape if they was all hollering for Hoffman, you know.
Another Kernip inmate, Spread Eagle, buck ass naked down the corridor, and the assistant warden, Cole Hain, in a three-piece suit, got his tie and he's dressed real nice, runs up between this inmate's legs and grabs him by the nuts. Starts jerking and twisting and laughing and having a good time. "Yeah, who's fucking who now, boys? Who's fucking who now?"